Now, I'm joined in the studio by local writer and journalist Sylvia Kent for this month's book club. Sylvia has been published in national, regional and online journals. Her 12th book is out now, Brentwood in 50 Buildings. Our guest today is Joan Rosaire, who's here to talk about her life in the Rosaire Circus and its connection to Billericay. A really interesting story, so can't wait to speak to Joan. And we're also joined by Ken, who is another writer. Hello, Ken.
Good morning.
And we're going to start off first with Sylvia, as we always do. Lovely to see you.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Thank you for my piccalilli.
You're welcome.
Didn't bring any cheese or bread with it. Just brings a piccalilli. So selfish. So first of all, tell us about what's been going on.
In Billericay, we're reading The English Girl by Catherine Webb and Sweet Little Lies by Kaz Freer and Take Nothing With You by Patrick Gale. Now, we know Patrick. He's very, very famous, but he did come to Billericay a year or so back as part of the book festival, which we have every year in March. And he's lovely, and he's going to the top. He's a wonderful writer. This year, or the next year, I should say, we're starting to read classics once again, those that we haven't read. The Citadel by A.J. Cronin, Carol Shields, who wrote Happenstance, and Empire of the Sun by J.G. Ballard. So we read, such a collection of things, and not everyone can do it. I can't do it. I can do perhaps one book a month, but because I'm writing my own material.
Yeah, audio books is what you want to do.
I know.
Have you tried audio books?
I haven't. No, but it's a good idea.
It's good because you can go to sleep, put the headphones on, and you wake up and
you've got it in your brain.
Yeah.
That's right. And lovely Dawn Knox, who was a guest here last year or so, and she's got a new book out, and she, again, is climbing. Her work is fantastic. She's written about Germany in 1937, and it's a great book. The Brentwood Writers' Circle had a good meeting last Saturday. New members, visitors, and as you know, we have good speakers all alternating with workshops, and we're hoping Ken will come sometime next year to talk about his work. And then the SWWJ has had a wonderful year of events. Check out our website, www.swwj.co, and find out a bit more about what we do.
What, just if people don't know what the initials stand for.
Oh, sorry, yeah. It's the Society of Women Writers and Journalists.
Somebody's probably just saying, I just heard Ken. Yeah. Ken's on the radio. No, yeah. Ken, is that you?
So, yeah, we are 125 years old, and we had our AGM in the Houses of Parliament, in the House of Lords, with Baroness Benjamin, who is Floella from Play School.
Yes.
And she's a lovely, lovely president. You know, we enjoy her coming. And that's what we're doing, and we have done this year, which has been very busy. And I've taken up a challenge of NaNoWriMo, which is writing 50,000 words in 1 month, the month of November. So when I go back, I've got to write another couple of hundred. Don't know what I'm going to say, but I get an award if I get to that amount, which probably I won't.
You're doing a book signing after here. Where are you going
to
be afterwards?
I'm going to Mary Green Manor, because Mary Green Manor is the very first building in my book of 50, and they've been very kind to me, and we're doing a little signing there and take photographs. And as I say, it's number one. It goes back about 500 years, this building. My buildings weren't all that old. Some I've got, they call vernacular, little old cottages. But I chose a mix in Brentwood. I could have chosen 500 listed. All different types of listing. Not number one, like Ingatestone Hall, which is included.
Yeah.
But everything.
So that is Sylvia's book. It's Brentwood in 50 Buildings.